following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
Welcome into the Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. Live on Facebook and YouTube. On the Star Physical Therapy courtside cam, Jeremy Law, Michael A. there with you. Also live on Mix 106.5, the radio home of the Aggie Sports Network. Aggies just now entering the floor. 9 minutes, 20 seconds until tip-off. The Aggies 27-3 on the year, taking on the Selma Saints 21-3 on the season here in the Sweet 16. Quickly, Michael A. there, looking back on the year, the significance of 27 wins.
I mean, it's huge, and I tell you, the significance of it is a win today will tie the Sylacauga team for second place all time with the 87-88 championship team in wins. So it'd be the second most in school history. And if you just look at those three losses, I mean, we lost to 7A Carver earlier in the season. We lost to 6A Ben Russell. And then we lost our rival Clay in a game where Josh had just gotten hurt, and we only scored 37 points, our lowest output of the year. So it's like it caught us in a perfect storm. But this ranks up there with the all-time Sylacauga teams, no question.
Selma Saints 21-3. They've just entered the court as well. A long, physical team led by Tristan Blockton that gets nearly 17 points per game. Doesn't really dish it out much. Under 3 assists per game. You have to stop number one, the senior, but he also has some help. Deshaun Flanagan, the big man, 12 points per game. And Ladarian Brown, 7.3 points per game and averages 6 rebounds per game. This is a Selma team that you look at their schedule, maybe not the toughest schedule overall, but still a dangerous ball club.
Yeah, they really haven't played that tough of a schedule. They've certainly played some decent teams, but you mentioned it in your remarks there. Blockton, number one for them, is by far and away their best player and a guy we're going to key on defensively. And I feel like if we can neutralize him, it's going to be a long night for Selma.
Aiden Crow has been great as of late, as Coach Joel Jones said yesterday in our Coosa Valley Medical Center one-on-one. He's been proud of Jordan Roberson. Who else has to play great basketball today for the Aggies against a long, physical Selma team?
I think we all do. I think pretty much everybody. We got to be physical inside. Josh, I think Corbin's going to have a really good game defensively. He's probably one of our, if not our best, one of our best defensive players. Probably going to be matched up against number one all night. So it's going to be really important for him on the defensive side to lock him down.
Josh Spear has come back from injury, has played well right now, doesn't have a brace on the knee. What can we expect from Josh in this game?
I think you can expect a big game from Josh. He's had a lot of success early in the year, and you know that injury really hurt him. It hurt it, that loss that we talked about a minute ago at Clay Central, probably attributable to that. But I look for Josh to get inside and get physical and get a lot of those offensive boards and putbacks like he likes to do.
Keys to the game brought to you by Toyota of Sylacauga. Looks like you got two or three written down there, Michael Adair. Big game, Sweet 16. The Aggies are battle-tested this year. Coach Jones told me yesterday they seem to play to the level of the competition. They're playing a good ball club. They're playing their best. They're playing a Beauregard like they were last week. Yeah. Kind of played down a little. What are your keys to the game in this one?
Well, I think there's a few things. I think one thing is the pace of the game. We're going to have to make them play faster than they want to play. I looked at a lot of film from Selma. We watched them play a little bit. And they like to sit in the half court, and they really don't get that aggressive. So I think if we can make them play our speed, number one, number two is ball movement. And when I watched them sit in their defense, the guys were pretty stagnant. They didn't move around a lot. So I feel like if we can move the ball around and find some open looks, and then we're just going to have to score. We're going to have to score. I feel like just looking at the historical scores of these matches, I think if we can get 60 points or so, we should be enough to win the game.
All right, that'll wrap up the Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. We'll be back with a tip-off in the Coosa Valley Medical Center. Starting lineups.
As we celebrate 75 years of service, we extend our heartfelt gratitude to everyone who has helped shape Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. From our dedicated board and staff to our loyal members and supportive communities, we are honored to be part of your financial journey. Together, we're building a future where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
When back pain or sports injury slows you down, Tom Malone and his team at Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga are here to help you bounce back. Whether you're aiming to restore movement or return to work quickly, their personalized care and expertise ensure you're on the path to recovery. No matter the issue, Star has the solution. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
Oak Grove Feed and Tack is the go-to place for the best boots in the Coosa Valley. In fact, they earn Best of Coosa Valley recognition. Oak Grove Feed and Tack on Highway 280.
Your safety on the road starts with a well-maintained car, and Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga is here to help. Regular oil changes, tire rotation and balance, fluid checks, and even new windshield wipers keep your vehicle in top shape. Need new tires? They've got you covered, because a safe car means peace of mind for every journey. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga. Call 256-245-7778 or stop by Wright Tire and Service today.
Marble City Urology is now open at Coosa Valley Medical Center. Led by Dr. Lansing C. Patterson, they specialize in prostate health, kidney stones, and other urological needs. Located in Sylacauga, their expert team is dedicated to providing personalized, compassionate care close to home. Schedule your appointment today by calling 256-401-4000. Take charge of your health with Dr. Patterson and the specialist at Marble City Urology, your trusted care partners. Visit cvhealth.net for more details.
Discover the delights at Betty Ruth's Cafe, where Asian, Southern, Mexican, and barbecue flavors meet. Nestled at Allen Brew Markets, a family-owned, locally operated business with 8 locations. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
This is Sylacauga High School Basketball on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Presented by Allen Oil Company, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Wright Tire and Service, State Farm Insurance Agent Alvia Steers, Majestic Caverns, Central Alabama Community College, Walker Glass, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Moland Paint and Body, Oak Grove Feed and Tack, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Amya, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, Ricky Deason Insurance and Investments, and Merkel's Anytime Towing. Now, here is the voice of Sylacauga High School Athletics, Jeremy Law.
Welcome back courtside to Alabama State University, the Don Oliver Acadome, the host of the Central Regional, as the Aggies, in about 60 seconds, set to get the starting lineups against the Selma Saints. Michael Adair, Jeremy Law with you. Originally scheduled for a 1:30 tip-off. A big-time matchup back in the Sweet 16. The Aggies' season ended last year in the Sweet 16 at the Birmingham Crossplex against the Valley Rams, trying to keep the season going and get back to a regional final since the last time the Aggies made it to the Final Four.
Yeah, and we're already slated to – we know who we're going to play if we win. So it looks like we're going to get Montevallo, who just beat Briarwood by 2 out here. So – We kind of know what we're up against, and this is the team we're playing. Selma is a common opponent with Montevallo, so we can look back and see. I think maybe they split with them during the regular season. So that would certainly be another winnable matchup. We win
Montevallo was 0-2 against Selma in the regular season in those area matchups. Briarwood did have an 18-point lead that dwindled, excuse me, 16-point lead that dwindled all the way down, and eventually Selma won that game. As we're going to try to give you the starting lineups here in just a second. From the public address announcer here at the Dunn Oliver Aquadome. Let's just turn it over to the PA announcer here as we pause for these Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups.
Senior guard, number zero, Jordan Robinson. A senior forward, number two, Nate Crew. A junior guard, number two, Corbin Patterson. A forward, junior number four, Eric Romero. And a junior forward, number 13, Joshua Spears. The head coach is Joel Jones. And now for Selma, senior guard number one, Tristan Watson. Senior guard number two, Cameron McKenna. Junior guard number four, Samaria Wood. Senior forward number five, Jeremy Brown. Senior guard number 11, Jamie Bradley. Once again, ladies and gentlemen,
those are your starting lineups here. As the Aggies get set to take on the Selma Saints, Aggies in the road cardinal uniforms, trimmed in black and white. Selma in white, baby blue numbers, trimmed in yellow.
Tell you what, Jeremy, this AccuDome is a nice venue. I would say this is a top five facility in the state to play basketball. It seats about 7,200 people, and it goes vertical with the seating, and it's a really impressive facility.
Starters, as we'll jump it off, rather, Aiden Crow, tap one by Selma. Flanagan knocked it into the backcourt, and they'll move left to right. In white will Selma. Top of the key, it's going to be McMillan standing on the Hornet ASU logo, handing it off to Blockton. The 17-point per game star for the Saints. Nearly ripped away in the corner. It was Bradley swinging it back to the top to McMillan. We've just started this first quarter. If you're just now joining us, brought to you by Donahue Physical Therapy. Skipping it down low, Flanagan had it taken away. Crow's going to pick up the loose ball. Eric O'Neill front court. Eric cut off. We give it off to Crow as the Aggies fall out of bounds with it. It was a tough pass. Crow couldn't handle it, and the Aggies give it back.
Early in this game, you're already seeing Sulacago's better defender, Corbin Patterson, matched up against number one Blockton there, and he is on him like glue.
The Aggies, you're right, as Corbin Patterson forces another turnover. Roberson running into the front court. Crossover, Roberson at the rim, left the shot short, and is rebounded and pushed ahead now by McMillan. Lost it. Stolen by Crow. Aggies in a 2-on-1. Roberson's backdoor feed to Josh Spears. Knocked out of bounds by the lengthy Flanagan. And the Aggies will have it baseline left. Bucket to our right. Roberson to inbound. Starters for the Aggies were Patterson, Roberson, Spear, Crow, and Eric O'Neill. Josh cut off at the free throw line. Corbin Patterson standing near the midcourt stripe on the far side of the floor. Corbin hesitating, running to the rim. Patterson might have gotten away with a walk, missed a shot. High rebound, poked in the air. Controlled by Selma and Flanagan, and they're coming the other way.
Some pace in this game already early.
Blocked and passed up a three. Three up for Selma, good. Jaquarius Bradley buries a three-pointer from the left wing.
You notice there, Selma just comfortable getting the half-court set. No pressure in the backcourt.
3-0 Saints. Crow going to try three from the same spot. Back iron. Rebound. Fought for. Controlled by Spear. Josh trying to feed it through the hands of O'Neal. Picked back up by Roberson. And the Aggies going to set it up. Trailing 3-0 with 6 minutes to go. Roberson got fouled. Got a shot blocked at the rim. Selma going to push it quickly the other direction.
Oh, they got away with one there on knocking O'Neal down.
O'Neal went to the floor. Pull-up jumper. Blocked and is good. Aggies trail 5-0, now under 6 minutes to go in the first. Bradley hit a three, blocked and hits a contested two from the right baseline. Crow sets a screen for Patterson. Patterson, step back, three, no good. Rebound again by Cameron McMillan, and Selma going the other way.
We need some energy. We're losing the ball a little bit. We're losing some rebounding wars. We got to step it up a notch.
At the top, it's Brown giving it off Bradley. His dribble's going to go out of bounds, and the Aggies are going to get the basketball. Selma with a couple turnovers, three as a matter of fact, here in the first quarter. But the Aggies not able to convert so far.
Yeah, and Coach Jones going here with C.J. Franklin to replace Eric O'Neal. Maybe we'll get a little bit better handle on the ball. We've been losing some balls and possessions from turnovers.
C.J. just checking in the game. He'll bring it across the 10-second line. CJ working in between the rings. Right wing now Roberson. He'll get a screen from Josh Spear. Roberson floating through the air, shooting. Jordan, boy, there is a lid on the bucket for the Aggies as the shot is no good. Another loose ball down on the floor. It's taken away, and it's going to be Aggie basketball kicked out of bounds by Selma.
The pace of this game is a little faster than I expected.
5-0, Aggies trail. Patterson, Franklin, Crow, Roberson, Spear, your five on the floor, brought to you by Wright Tire and Service. Corbin dribbling to the near wing, guarded by McMillan. Spear, catch made, free throw line, will pull the deep two. It's off the side of the rim, no. Rebound fought for, loose down on the deck. CJ trying to grab it for us, and it's picked up by Selma and Deshaun Flanagan. Aggies yet to score in the first quarter. Selma with the basketball and the lead. They lead it 5-0. Bradley hops through the air. It's Flanagan at the left elbow. Back to the bucket now off to McMillan. In the corner, Bradley. Head fakes a three. Drives down the lane, and he threw it away. Tried the backdoor pass to Flanagan. He wasn't ready for it. Out of bounds on the baseline, and a break for the Aggies as it would have been an easy bucket.
Yeah, and the way that Selma's playing us, just comfortable to sit in this half court, is changing our style a little bit in terms of how we like to get out and run. We're going to have to adjust to this and figure out how to score against this set.
Oh, Selma's got some length on the floor. CJ attacking. Here's your first bucket. Finishes with the left hand. The Aggies down 5-2. First bucket comes at the 3:50 mark left in the first quarter.
That was a strong power move to the hole right there.
Sylacauga student section turned out well today, filling up an entire section here of the Dunn Oliver Akadome. Handoff pass at the top, blocked and rolling to the rim. Inside, shot good. Ladarian Brown able to answer the shot back from C.J. Franklin. Patterson hands it off to C.J. He'll fire a three. Franklin dies on the backboard. Rebounded by Blockton.
We got to increase our presence on the boards there. We're losing every rebound battle. Offensive glass.
Selma averaging nearly 30 rebounds per game, 11 of those on the offensive end, as Blockton is fouled on the drive. It'll be two shots coming, and they got the foul on Corbin Patterson.
I mean, Selma's a physical-looking team. I mean, the guys are all, you can tell, they're all top-tier athletes. They've got a little bit of length. They got a couple bigs.
First free throw from Blockton is good. Aggies down 8-2 with 2:54 to go in the first. This is the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner, Silicon Athletics. Thanks for joining us today.
Like to see us get this rebound and run fast. Don't let them get set here.
Both free throws good. Aggies down by 7. A 4-0 run now for Selma after the Aggies got their first bucket of the game. 9-2, Aggies trail. Selma sitting back waiting for us to get on the offensive end. Spear trying to fight for position inside. Tough take for Crow, and the friendly roll for the layup is good. Coach Joel Jones wants us to get in the press. We do, and it's going to lead to an interception. C.J. Franklin feeding for Crow, hit from behind. As Selma caught the rebound out of bounds. Aiden Crow had no idea that they were waiting for him from the backside, but the press forces a turnover, and the Aggies are going to steal a possession.
Yeah, and that press is speeding this game up like we want to do it, and that's the kind of stuff we got to do to be successful right here. We got to make them play our tempo.
C.J. Franklin is your trigger man. The Aggies on the 5-second count. They get it into Spear. Fires a deep three. Josh is good.
It's big.
That was from the college three line. As it's 9-7 after a big shot for Josh Spear, who's normally on the inside for the good guys. Aggies trailing it by 2. We're on a 5-0 run. 3 up for Selma. Blocked and buries it.
That's the guy they want shooting the ball.
CJ going to drive and kick. Roberson head fakes a 3. Back inside, CJ stepping past the defense over to Crow. One to the left corner 3. The Aggies pass it up. Josh Spear gets a man in the air. Roberson, he fakes, and they'll get him with a ball.
That's the guy we want shooting the ball. It just didn't quite have enough separation there to fire off a 3.
Selma getting around their average, 60 points per game. They're at 12 points with a minute and 49 to go in the first quarter.
I tell you one thing Selma does well is they close off on you on the perimeter. We get some guys open, we get the ball to them, but they're able to close that off really quick. They can move.
Blockton trying to work on Patterson. He's cut off. New man in the game, Samarian Woods. Made the catch. Now back to Blockton. Takes the screen. On the roll. Had it poked away. Fought for. High ball. Went in the air. And Blockton got it back and buries a deep 2.
I think one of the keys as this game develops, Jeremy, is how long can these guys go at this pace on both sides? They're playing fast. How much subbing are we going to need to do? And that's going to be one of the keys as this thing goes down.
Aggies definitely the undersized team in this game as CJ's driving and kicking. Roberson for 3. No good. 14-7. Aggies being doubled up here. Now under a minute to go, first quarter. Samarian Woods, right key, circling back around to the top. Handoff pass to Blockton. Eric O'Neill to check in at the next dead ball. Blockton driving. Big step to the bucket. Missed a shot. Tap back, no good. Corbin Patterson controls the rebound. It was Ladarian Brown who almost got the tap back to go. CJ thought about driving. Cut off by Bradley. Now we'll reset it. 33 seconds to go. CJ got fouled. They got a foul before the shot. It's on Tyrone Shepard. Boy, there haven't been many fouls called in this one. Now one on both teams in the first 8 minutes.
Yeah, they're letting them play because there's a lot of contact. But again, we're just not able to block out. We're not able to control those boards like we need to. That's my concern right now.
CJ got a kickball on the inbound, searching for Spear. Basketball was kicked by Trevon Eaton. CJ looking, fires it in deep to Eric O'Neill with 29 seconds left in the first. Eric had it poked away. Loose ball's down on the floor. They're going to get you a jump ball, and it'll be Aggie basketball.
Yeah, you'd like to see a timeout and save possession, but it just happened so fast. They're talking in the behind us about that. But a lot of times these officials won't look at you to give it to you in those situations.
14-7. Aggies going to hold for the final shot, it seems, as C.J. will drive and give it off to Patterson. Eric O'Neill's open down in the corner. Selma going to sit back on us now with 8 seconds to go. Corbin to C.J. driving. Franklin kicking, yeah. And he's fouled. Not a bad foul.
Yeah, it really wasn't, because you see what happened. Eric knocked down the three after the whistle.
3.4 to go. You got fouls to give. Why would you give us a free shot?
You got to appreciate the effort Selma's playing with right now. They are really playing hard on defense.
Aggies trying to get it in. They will get it to Patterson with three, with two. Patterson step back, three at the buzzer, front of the rim. And we'll go to the second quarter, 14-7, Aggies trail. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Aggie Sports Network.
At La Piñata Mexican Grill, Thirsty Thursdays offer you Dos Equis for $2.99 in the bottle or $3.99 draft. Add a quesadilla hawaiana for only $10.99. La Piñata on Highway 280, just off the bridge in Childersburg. Online at piñatamexicangrill.com.
This is Coach Chris Smelly, and you are listening to the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Aggie Sports Network, official broadcast partner, Sylacauga Athletics. We played 8 minutes. Aggies just not really getting into anything offensively, being beaten on the glass right now. Michael Adair, what changes do you see need to be made here in the second quarter?
You gotta bring up your physicality and your effort, because Selma's bringing that right now, and that's what it's going to take. I mean, they are really after us on the blue-collar points, if you will. But I'll tell you what, Jeremy, we got a lot of Sylacauga faithful here. And Mr. Rivers is here, Coach Wilkinson, John Blackman, Billy Faircloth, tons of students, lots of parents. Really good to see the support here.
It's going to be Selma basketball to start the quarter. Aggies with C.J., Corbin, Josh, Eric, and Aiden Crow on the floor. Brought to you by Wright Tire and Service, down 14-7. Loose ball on the floor. Those just haven't gone our way. And then they threw it backcourt. This is going to be Aggie basketball. So the defense finally does force the turnover. The Aggies with a chance to start the second quarter off hot early.
Oh, about caught that one.
That one's tipped out towards us. The Aggies will put it in.
Jeremy, Todd Malone's checking on Josh. You know he wants to make sure if he's wrapped up right, but he's got leggings on, so we can't tell.
Corbin driving the right wing. Shuffles it over to C.J. Now it's Aiden Crow. Thought about a three at the left wing. Crow trying to get around the much bigger Brown. C.J. driving inside. Gave it to Josh as Josh is fouled, and we'll go to the free throw line. It's going to be tough sledding inside. Selma's got plenty of size underneath the bucket. The Aggies are going to have to execute at the charity strike.
Yep, that's exactly what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to draw some fouls, and we're going to have to start making some shots from outside. But, you know, we talked about it earlier, just having a hard time getting separation.
First free throw from Spear is good. Josh has four of the Aggie eight. Hit a big three there in the first quarter that got us within two, but then you saw Selma go on a run to close the quarter. 14-8, Aggies down by six. Spear at the Marble City Pharmacy free throw line for one more.
You know, we talked a little bit about how these players are going to endure through all this. Selma's already going to their bench a little bit. We really haven't a lot yet.
Yeah, a lane violation. They called it on Eric O'Neill, and that's going to take a bucket off the board.
And can't afford that. You know, we talked about in the pregame, we feel like it's a race to 60. So every point you get is going to be important.
Aggies a ways off. How do they get that basketball back? The Aggies tipped it away. Woods able to regain control. Puts up a tough shot at the rim. Rebound taken by Flanagan. Second chance blocked. And now Selma's going to have another crack at it. McMillan was driving. We almost came up with a steal again. Woods at the right wing. Fires an open three and good.
Man.
Good closeout from C.J. And Selma, hot shooting early. They lead it 17-8.
You really lost that battle there on defensive rebounding. We let them get a couple, and you give somebody enough chances, they're going to make the shot.
Good move from Corbin. Going up is Josh. That's the whole arm. Should have been a foul. Instead, it's going to be Selma ball, and then a jump ball is called. It'll stay on our side. Tristan Whetstone going to come in. Aiden Crow is going to get a little breather.
Yeah. Whetstone plays physical inside too, so maybe this will be a way we can get in there and box out a little bit and then be a little more physical on the glass.
CJ trying to get it in. He does find Corbin Patterson. Made the catch in the corner. Brings it back up to the top. Does Corbin wearing the number two in Cardinal today. CJ takes a screen from T, trying to attack. T going to work baseside, takes contact. Whetstone, good bucket for T. Right into the chest of Flanagan, and the Aggies back down by 7, 17 to 10.
That's the kind of play we need right now.
Aggies need a stop more than anything. Woods, 25 feet from the arc, working on Spear. Handing it off McMillan. Little hook feed in the corner for three, no good. Finally, they missed one.
Say, that's maybe the first one.
And Josh Spear got the rebound. Now it's Patterson pushing it across. Handing it off to CJ. CJ being harassed. Gets past McMillan. Gets two defenders in the air. Floating. Franklin. Friendly roll off the rim. And it's 17-12. Aggies trying to creep back in it with 5:50 to go here in the second quarter.
You know, we've been able to capitalize a little bit with Blockton on the bench. So let's hope we can.
No, get Selma with a 10-second count.
Wow.
They didn't get across the timeline. Aggie fans making some noise. We'll get it back.
Yeah, they're a different team with Blockton not out here. And we're seeing that right now.
So the Aggies get it back. It's going to be C.J. Franklin working the far side. Franklin picks up his dribble, looking, nowhere to go, and we immediately turned it right back over. Woods on the drive. The Aggies got away with a foul. Offensive putback, no good, and we're going to clear the rebound. We can't get the rebound. Three Aggies fighting for it. It hit us all. Now it's going to be Shepherd inside, turning and giving off Woods. Wants another three, and he hits another three.
It's Jeremy, look, it's his second chance. That was a third chance point there. If you get enough shots, you're going to make one. We got to get in there on that glass. So frustrating.
20-12. Too many second chance points for Selma. Almost lost it again, did CJ. This Selma defense is tough. Don't get us wrong.
Yeah. They're trying to bring number one back in, too.
Franklin. Driving on Eaton. Working the baseline. CJ fouled and one. Wow. What a drive from Franklin as he'll go to the stripe.
That was unbelievable. They get a little flex in on him after that. That was power move there.
With Blockton coming in, along with Ladarian Brown, you're going to get Aiden Crow and Jordan Roberson back on the floor.
I mean, number five for Selma Brown is, he's as physical looking guy as we played against all year.
CJ trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Free throw, back iron, no good.
We've struggled for him anywhere but under the rim, really.
20-14. Brown gives it off to Blockton. Fires a tough shot. Tough two, a deep two for Blockton. Down on the baseline, just off of 1 foot hopping. Crow rises and fires for three. It's short. Looks good from here, but it was a tad short and is rebounded and cleared by Selma.
You know, the thing about Selma that you don't see just looking at them is all but two of their players are seniors, and that always is a recipe for a tough squad.
Woods, who has 3 points, gives it off to Blockton at the top. Blockton hesitating, stopping, shooting, missing the shot.
On the board.
Rebound down on the floor. Shot blocked underneath the rim, and it's cleared by the Aggies. Deep outlet pass. Hit Eric O'Neill.
Foul.
They wrapped him up, and the loose ball goes to Selma. 22-14, Aggies down with 3:28 left, second quarter. And a timeout called by the Saints. Let's take a 30-second break. Aggies trailing here as we are in the second quarter. 3:24 to go.
As we celebrate 75 years of service, we extend our heartfelt gratitude to everyone who has helped shape Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. From our dedicated board and staff to our loyal members and supportive communities, we are honored to be part of your financial journey. Together, we're building a future where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
75 years of Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. I want to thank them for being the presenting sponsor here at the Aggie Sports Network. 22-14, your score. Selma basketball after the timeout.
Oh, Jeremy, we got to tighten up inside, man. We got to win some of these battles. We're losing too many of them
right
now.
And fouled. Aggie fans wanted to travel. It's blocked and is on the money. He just threw one that went about 30 feet in the air and it falls through the rim.
Man, he does not miss, does he?
17 points per game.
You got to feel like this game comes down to rebounding from here out. We've got to change what we're doing there. We've got to start winning that battle.
Woods open for three. Offensive board again. Kicked out. It's blocked and driving, stopping, blocked and floating. And hits the leaner.
Second chance point. We're going to try Whetstone again, it looks like. I thought he did pretty good when he came in before.
24-14. Aggies down by 10. Their biggest deficit of the ball game. Roberson trying to get it inside Crow. Crow made the catch, then lost it. Had to throw it and save it off of Selma. Just gathered in by Josh Spear. We'll kick it off with CJ. CJ in the corner. Corbin for three. Give me one. Air ball.
All right, got to keep going.
It's always tough to tell how good ball teams are when you're just watching tape. Selma.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
A lot bigger in person than they are on tape.
Well, I'll tell you, that the cameras you get on this network that you do tape with are at an angle, and it's hard to tell how big kids are on that thing. You can't really tell.
Selma with it down to the corner. Woods working with his back to the bucket, back off the Blockton. 2 minutes exactly left before halftime. High screen for Blockton. Feeding it inside Flanagan. Wild shot, no. Offensive rebound, Brown. Lost it down on the deck, and it's picked up by Corbin.
Can't deal with number five, man. He is a beast in there.
Five. That's Ladarian Brown. It's CJ. Bobbled a shot on the way up, partially blocked, and then out of bounds. But Arian Brown averages six rebounds per game.
I can't understand.
He's got about 10 here in the first half.
He must have been hurt this year or something, because that dude right there, we don't have a size sheet, but he's a big one. This guy's got to be a recruit. Somebody's got to be recruiting that guy. They're not. They need to come see him.
Patterson spinning, shooting. Tough shot off the window. No good. Would love to see us go all the way to the rack there. Down by 10 with a minute 23 to go, second quarter. 24-14. Selma now slowing down the pace in this one with a double-digit lead. 70 seconds to go. It's Blockton. Step back. Two. No. Rebound poked in the air and controlled by Whetstone. CJ going to take it ahead quickly. Franklin at the right wing. Dribbles through the legs. Back off to Patterson. Hand off at the top to Roberson. Roberson doubled. Nearly gave it away. He's fighting through contact. As he got fouled, and they're going to call a travel.
Oh, my
goodness.
Got
pushed, went to the floor, and they'll get him with a wall.
Oh, man. That was a terrible call. I don't believe they're going to hold this. 40 seconds, they're going to have to move faster than that, I believe.
Selma with Blockton.
Oh.
Has it taken away by Jordan Roberson. This side, Roberson fouled, and he'll go to the line.
God, he swung at him.
And they got some athletes, because Samarian Woods' head was at the rim. Blockton is down on the floor.
He's hurt. I think he's more tired than he is hurt. I mean, that's what we talked about earlier. This game's going to come down to who's going to have the most endurance. And I'm going to tell you something. Our guys aren't tired, and I think that's going to be our advantage in the second half. I can assure you, Coach Jones and Patterson have these guys in shape. That's a big part of their program. And I'll be shocked if Selma's in as good shape as we are.
For the Aggies, is he struggling rebounding, and we really can't get to the rim on this side right now because of the length of Selma, making it tough for the much smaller and quicker Aggies to get around them.
I tell you what, Jeremy, we got the whole Sylacauga soccer team over there, and the coach, they're 4-1, and they're out supporting these basketball guys. It says a lot about them taking a day off, probably practice. And
there's plenty of time for practice this afternoon. Don't you worry. I think the JV game's got canceled today.
Yeah.
Coach Bergholf might have them out there later.
He might get some work in. He might. They're doing good, though.
Robeson's first free throw, no good. So the Aggies have
they're playing some tough teams, too, by the way. They're not playing little pancakes. They go out and play 6, 7A schools. Just like basketball's done some. Coach Fleeman's got the girls playing good. We've developed a nice soccer program here.
Roberson gets the second. Here comes Eric O'Neill off the bench.
We're going to have to get in there at halftime and get a fire lit under us, because most of where we're losing battles is effort. I mean, they're a little bigger than we are down low. 12's a couple inches bigger than Josh, and then 5's bigger than everybody, but there's a foul on Corbin Patterson right there. He's one that we do not want to get in foul trouble. We really lean on him to always match up with our best offensive player we're playing against.
This is a big stop to be had here as Kenson Threet's going to check in for the Aggies now. 24-15. Do not want to give up a bucket here. You want to keep it a single digits as we go into the locker room.
What you see a lot of teams do here is just sort of run it down to about 8 seconds and then make a move for the basket. So we're at 17.
Woods, the junior, will work it in the front court with 11 seconds to go. On the right side of the floor and wide is Selma. High screen for Woods, doesn't take it. Goes down the lane, throws a tough shot off the window. T got the rebound, threw it back to Selma. And luckily, they couldn't handle the pass out of bounds.
Man, scrappy. This is a sloppy game, really.
CJ, full court heat at the buzzer. No good. 24-15, your score at the break. We'll be back with a Star Physical Therapy halftime show.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. From auto and home to life insurance, Albia Steers and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Albia Steers understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
When it's time to keep your car running smoothly, Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga has you covered. From oil changes to tire rotation and balance, tire installation, fluid checks, and even new windshield wipers, Wright Tire and Service handles it all. Their expert team ensures your ride is safe and ready for the road. Don't wait. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga. Call 256-245-7778 or stop by Wright Tire and Service today.
At Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga, physical therapist Tom Malone is dedicated to helping you recover and get back to work faster. Whether you're dealing with back pain, a sports injury, or need help restoring movement, Todd and his team provide personalized care to meet your needs. Whatever your challenge, Star can solve it all. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
Getting your car repaired can be a hassle, especially if you don't know where to turn. Hey, it's Michael Brannon for Toyota of Sylacauga. Recently, I had my car worked on and it was rough. Back and forth with the mechanic, no customer service. It was truly awful. Then I talked to Chris Kane at Toyota of Sylacauga and he told me regardless of the make or model, they can take the right steps in getting my car repaired. From engine rebuilds to basic oil changes, Toyota of Sylacauga's resources allow them to point you in the right direction when it comes to servicing your car in a timely manner. Experience the difference at Toyota of Sylacauga, where they're worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
When back pain or sports injury slows you down, Tom Malone and his team at Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga are here to help you bounce back. Whether you're aiming to restore movement or return to work quickly, their personalized care and expertise ensure you're on the path to recovery. No matter the issue, Star has the solution. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkle's Anytime Towing is here for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts and tire changes, to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkle's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkle's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at merklesanytimetowing.com.
As we celebrate 75 years of service, we extend our heartfelt gratitude to everyone who has helped shape Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. From our dedicated board and staff to our loyal members and supportive communities, we are honored to be part of your financial journey. Together, we're building a future where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. Aggies trail 24-15 at halftime. Big first half for who we thought would have one. If someone did have one, Tristan Blockton, the senior for the Selma Saints, 5 for 10 from the floor, 13 points. The next leading scorer, Samarian Woods for Selma, 2 for 2 from deep. The Aggies just struggling to shoot the basketball. They are 6 of 23 from the field, 1 for 9 from 3, and 2 for 5 from free throw. It's just been a tough first half for Sylacauga. Can't get anything to really fall through the bucket, Mike Lader, just 6 baskets. And you look at it, 9 for 21 for Selma. But, boy, they have hit the three ball here in the first half.
They have, and just about all their points have come on second and third opportunities off offensive rebounds. But I feel like for us, yes, we're missing a lot of shots, but they're contesting those shots too. So we don't have a lot of open looks, but I do feel a little bit like we're playing ISO ball to some degree. It's like we're not moving the ball around. It just feels like we're playing a lot of one-on-one out there. So we gotta figure out how to incorporate that. But again, I think this game is going to be won by Sylacauga if they can control themselves in the paint and the glass and the hustle points and the loose balls. We're way behind on those points.
Shooting about 40% from the floor is Selma. The problem is they're 4 for 5 from three.
That's the difference in the game, isn't it?
So 24 to 15, your score. And look, We talk about offensive rebounds given up. The Aggies have still attempted more field goals in the first half, which you probably wouldn't have guessed unless you looked at the stat sheet. 21 shots up for Selma, 23 up for the Aggies. Again, the big difference is the three ball, and the Aggies have struggled from the free throw line, being 2 for 5 from the stripe.
You know, in tangent to that, we haven't been able to dictate the pace of the game because we haven't made enough shots to get in our press. So they've been able to go back, sit in their half-court sets, and slow us down when we're on offense. We want to run fast. They're slowing us down, and then we haven't been able to press, and we haven't been able to change that pace.
The Aggies have forced 8 turnovers. They've only turned it over 6 times. Being out-rebounded, though, as we just mentioned, 20-11 there in the first half.
Yeah, that's the difference, man. I'm really surprised. I feel like we came out pretty flat in this game. There's some nerves involved. So I can assure you, Coach Jones is going to do all he can in that locker room to get these guys ready to go. I mean, we're at the point in the season where you lose, it's over. So, I mean, there's no more chances for losses.
24-15. That'll wrap up the Star Physical Therapy halftime show. Aggies trail by 9 at the break. We'll be back with the third quarter. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
As we celebrate 75 years of service, we extend our heartfelt gratitude to everyone who has helped shape Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. From our dedicated board and staff to our loyal members and supportive communities, we are honored to be part of your financial journey. Together, we're building a future where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga offers fast, friendly service you can count on. With their convenient drive-thru, getting what you need has never been easier. Stock up on all your over-the-counter medications for cold and flu season and take a moment to explore their gift shop for something special. Whatever your needs, they're ready to help. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Hey, champions don't stay down for long. When injury knocks you down, let Donahue Physical Therapy help you make a triumphant comeback. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our team of skilled therapists knows what it takes to get you back on your feet faster and stronger. From minor setbacks to major challenges, we've got the expertise to guide you through. Donahue Physical Therapy, where comebacks happen. Get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
Experience Alabama like never before with Sarah Automotive, located in Sylacauga. With over 40 years of trusted service, Sarah provides one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles in the state. Enjoy peace of mind with the Sarah Promise, ensuring you always get Sarah's best deal, a 72-hour exchange policy, a straightforward trade-in process, and Sarah's unmatched service commitment. Discover the beauty of Alabama in a vehicle that's perfect for you. Sarah Automotive, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
This is Sylacauga baseball coach Jay Brewers, and you're listening to the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Aggie baseball starting tomorrow. B.B. Comber home game. Bring your date for Valentine.
Is that what they're doing?
Tomorrow. I don't know. My wife might have to be in the press box with me for that.
Let's go, Savannah. You need to go to a game. It's been a while, probably.
24-15. Aggies trail at the break here to the Selma Saints. It will be Selma basketball first. The Aggies will send out Corbin, Josh, Eric, Crow, and Jordan Roberson.
Speaking of that, Jamie Carter sent me a message and said the girls are practicing soccer at 5, so they got to go back and go to work. That's a way to do it.
Selma with the rock. Play 10 seconds here in the third. They lead it 24-15. At the top, it's going to be McMillan. He'll weave around, driving inside, and they'll get in with a push. They'll get Josh Spear with a push.
Oh, man.
Actually, they got Jordan Roberson with the push.
Say, I didn't see Josh.
They get it inside, blocked, and that's a hook and an offensive foul, and it's going the other direction.
Nobody's going to declare it.
So two quick fouls to start the second quarter. Aggies down 24-19. Blocked and finished the first half with 13 points. Corbin to Crow at the top. He'll drive right side. Tough pass over to Jordan Roberson. Jordan kicking. O'Neal thought about a deep three. Eric going to drive. Eric fights through contact and lays it up and in.
There we go.
24-17. Aggies still within striking distance. Down by seven as McMillan crosses the 10-second line. Now it's blocked and driving. Extending the forearm and knocking down a 8-foot jumper is blocked. Jeez, 15 points for Blockton of the 26 up for Selma. Roberson tried the cut to Crow. He got held on the cut to the bucket. You'll get McMillan on the foul. That was going to be a backdoor feed and a dunk for Aiden Crow. Aggies to inbound Corbin to Roberson for three. Got it. 26, what is that, 19? 26-20.
Yeah, six-point game, man. We're back in this thing just like that.
Good shot from Roberson. Working out beyond the arc is Bradley. Bradley trying to drive on O'Neal. He'll spin. He'll float. He'll miss the shot. Crow okay. Gets the rebound, and the Aggies going to run.
Let's go.
Corbin going to push it ahead. Here's Patterson. Inside spear. Had a man on his back. Couldn't get the shot off because of the foul, but three fouls now on Selma to start this third quarter.
Yeah, and nobody's really in foul trouble yet. Aiden Crow's got a couple. That fella jumped all the way over Josh. He cleared him.
It'll be Aggie ball. Baseline left, bucket to the right side of Jordan Roberson.
You know what? We are playing physical. We came out ready to play in the paint.
Here's Roberson driving, spinning, shooting, and scoring. Roberson. 26-22. Aggies going on a little run to start the third.
They came ready. Coach got them in there at halftime. They look like a different team.
26-22. An 8-2 run. Blockton going to try to attack Corbin Patterson. Step back two. Blockton, no. Offensive rebound. They went
look
to the floor
there.
With it.
Look
Josh Spear took it away. They'll hit Spear. Down on the floor, Crow. Loose basketball still down there. They're going to get a jump ball. It'll be Aggie basketball.
The effort, though, is totally different underneath the goal right now.
Just a lot of bodies down there for Selma. You look at 25, yeah. 11, and 5. They're all as tall, if not taller, than the Aggies' Aiden Crow. Aggies can get within one score on this possession. Corbin works it across. Crow, overhead pass. His spear is fouled under the bucket. They'll get Deshaun Flanagan with the foul. Listen, that's the fourth foul. The Aggies this close to shooting free throws. Able
already
to get the bonus here early third quarter.
That's right. Yep. Jeremy, I want to give a quick shout-out to Coosa Valley Medical Center and Hickory Street Cafe and Vanessa and Glenn for feeding the team this morning. They had a huge breakfast ready for the team and cheerleaders. It was solid.
And we turned it over on the inbounds pass. Couldn't get it over the defender. Trying to get it to Aiden Crow. Now Blockton's going to bring it ahead. Blockton smooth with the handles. Takes a high screen. Down low Flanagan into the chest of Spear. And now they're going to bail him out with a foul. Eric's got to be careful. Actually, they're going to get Eric with the foul.
I'm going to tell you, man, that's effort. I mean, if you never commit a foul, you're not playing hard enough. And we've ratcheted it up, our effort inside. I think we're going to win this game.
Flanagan, free throw good.
When you get in there at halftime, you tell these guys, man, you're about to let this thing slip away just from effort. And I think our kids have responded to that.
Flanagan on the board for the first time tonight. Flanagan second, got them both. 28-22, Selma back up by six. Corbin to Crow. Aiden at the top. Kicking it to Roberson, who's already hit a three here in the second half. They try to get it into Spear. They went over his back, but no foul called. Flanagan knocks it out of bounds. The Aggies got to have another tough spot to inbound.
Yeah, we struggled right there last time. We struggled a little bit on baseline out of bounds play. We do fine on sidelines, but this has been a tough spot for us this year.
And you got a moving screen on it. Where they get Eric O'Neill.
That's going to be two on Eric, I think.
We had a chance to cut it to two, and we've had two turnovers since we came down on that end of the floor.
I just dropped your pen, so we're out of luck.
All right, Blockton working it ahead. Flanagan lost it out of bounds, and it's coming our direction. CJ in for the Aggies. Led the scoring for the Aggies in the first half with 6 points. Corbin dribbling inside of the arc, hanging to get off to Crow. Went down the lane but lost it. Too many turnovers down this stretch. Blockton gave it away. Deep pass. We tried to find CJ, but the length of Selma able to get a hand on it. 28-22. Selma, they gave up an Aggie run. Now the Saints going to call a full timeout. We'll take one, too. 28-22, your score. We'll be back in 30 seconds. 4:28 left, third quarter.
Discover the world of Omnia, where innovation meets sustainability. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia fuels industries from consumer goods and construction to polymers and paper. Omnia is committed to supporting economic growth while protecting ecological balance, driving both social progress and future success. Join Omnia in supporting local athletes as they strive for excellence, embodying Omnia's dedication to a brighter, more sustainable tomorrow.
This is Sylacauga Superintendent Dr. Michelle Eller, and this is the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Aggie Sports Network, official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics. Jeremy Law and Michael Adair with you. Thanks for joining us, however you're joining us today. Down by six with 4:28 to go in the third quarter. A big run to start the third. Things have fizzled out a tad as the Aggies with three straight turnovers on three straight possessions.
I mean, we're still down by only six, but I'm going to tell you, this team right here is different than anybody we've played all year, and we're struggling to not turn it over a little bit. They can get on us quick. They close out on three so fast. They turn you over.
Screen and roll. Flanagan layup. Good. Back up by eight. The Aggies trail by nine at the half. And a timeout called by Sylacauga. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll stay here. We'll let you continue that thought. We followed the Aggies all year. This is about the most athletic team, maybe outside of Ben Russell
That's
and Carver,
thinking,
that the Aggies have played this season.
Yeah, this reminds you of Ben Russell a little bit, and we lost down there in a similar fashion. But I don't know. It's like we're making lazy passes. They're passes we could get away with most of the teams we play, but these guys, man, they jump, they move, they run. And we're going to have to play at a little bit higher clip to finish this thing out. And we're going to have to be able to go and not have to dig too deep on that bench over there.
Halfway through the third now. 4:05 to play in the third. We get it into Corbin. Aggies got the lead to four. It's been a 4-0 run since for the Saints. Roberson, pull up, two.
Nice. Oh,
good bucket off a high screen. Back within six, 30-24.
Jordan's a player. He elevated on that one. He's a guy coach was really counting on coming into the season, and he's getting into his own now. Really played well these last few weeks.
Lofton rolls away from the screen. Deep three, good. Sometimes you got to tip the cap to a good shooter. Blockton with 18.
What's it going to take points-wise to win this thing, Jeremy?
I'm going to say 40 at this point. I don't know if the Aggies can get there. Roberson working on Blockton. C.J. Franklin working at the left key. Chest pass over to Corbin. Corbin being harassed, working the baseline. Crow thought about the three, had to pull it down as Brown came out to get him. The Aggies going to reset it here. Down by 9, 33-24. So the Aggies made their run, but Selma able to get back to their halftime lead of 9 points, and then CJ's fouled as he was shoving a pass over to Jordan in the corner.
Yeah, that's good there because, they're just on us on defense. And if we can get them to foul us a little bit, get to the stripe here, like you said, with five fouls, a lot easier to score when nobody's on you at the free throw line.
Five fouls, so the Aggies at the free throw line with Franklin.
Oh,
left is short. The Aggies now 2 for 6 at the stripe.
We've struggled from the stripe this year. We have. We haven't shot as well as we want to shoot.
So we missed them both.
Spear almost picked up. Not Spear, but O'Neal almost picked up a foul on that rebound.
Feels like a big possession here.
It does.
Selma can get their second double-digit lead of the ball game if they get a bucket. 33-24. Saints dribbled it out of bounds. Is knocked out by Eric.
Yeah. Eric O'Neal's a good player too, man. We got a lot of good juniors. We're gonna be really good next year.
Ooh. There's a foul. Where'd they get it on?
13,
two shots coming. They got the foul on Spear.
Yeah.
It's going to be Marion Woods to the stripe. Woods misses the free throw. Woods hits the second of two, and they lead it by 10. Shepard will check in for Selma along with Trayvon Eaton.
Tell you what, one thing, Coach Jones looking sharp today with his vest on. He came ready. Always looking sharp. But.
Eric down the lane, tough shot. Offensive rebound. Spear got fouled. Couldn't get the shot to go, but he'll go to the line for two. It was Eric O'Neal who got the scoring started for the Aggies here in the third quarter.
You know, this is one of the few games C.J. Franklin didn't start. They brought him in off the bench. There you go, Josh.
Josh hits the first of two. One of the Aggies get back in that press. They're able to force some turnovers in the second quarter.
Yeah, maybe we can make this one and get in it again. Really got to get in off of a make. There you go. So we're going to get in it here. Let's see if we can get it in the backcourt.
Lead down to 8, 34-26. Nope. Selma able to beat the press, but a lazy pass turned over. Aggies going to run. We don't have numbers. It's a 2-on-3 break. Roberson. Eric in the corner to CJ. He'll drive. Franklin takes contact. Didn't get the whistle, but he did get the bucket. And here we go. 34-28. Dangerous pass. Selma able to retain possession.
Selma's a little loose with the basketball, too. They turn it over quite a bit.
McMillan to Woods. Wild shot. No. Rebound. Controlled by the Aggies. Josh Spear is fouled on the outlet pass. Trayvon Eaton and Spear that just went 2 for 2 to the stripe going to the free throw line.
There you go. Got to make these and get in your press again. See if you can turn them over again. Good things happen when we make them play our pace instead of theirs.
Spear. Free throw good from the Marble City Pharmacy free throw line, 34-29.
Josh shooting the ball well today.
Josh trying to get us back to a 4-point game, and he missed the free throw. Ooh. Aggies down by 5. A minute and 36 to go. McMillan works it ahead. Baseball pass to Woods. harassed by Roberson. It's Woods stopping, kicking, and then a foul
CJ.
On CJ before the pass in the corner.
Yep.
It'll be Selma going to the free throw line. Marion Woods, that just went 1-for-2 on his last trip to the stripe, back at the line.
The crowd really not into this thing right now. Like to see us get a little bit tighter here and get them fired up in this fourth quarter.
Woods misses the first.
Good.
He missed them both, rebounded by Josh. Roberson already in the front court with it. Here's Jordan accelerating to the bucket. Jordan, tough shot. Put back by Crow.
Wow.
Good. It's a three-point ball
game.
We got him trapped. And we're going to get a turnover. No, they're able to get it back.
Oh, man.
Woods able to pick up a loose basketball.
Timeline.
Working in the backcourt. Close to a 10. It was real close. Woods with
effort,
it
though.
With a minute to go in the quarter. 34-31. An athletic put back by Crow. Gets us down by three. 55 seconds to go. Woods hands it off to
Eaton. Ramping up the pressure.
In the corner, Woods. Got to get a hand up. He's 2-for-3 from the three line is Woods. In the corner, Eaton with 41 seconds to go.
CJ's
trying to get
over.
It down low. They do. It's Flanagan pushing off of Crow. Shot there blocked by Crow. And the Aggies get it. We'll throw it front court to CJ. CJ running to the rim. Franklin got a shot blocked, but he's fouled. And CJ going in line for two.
Whew. That was a big series right there. Silicaga student section fired up all of a sudden. May have got a break on that one. It looked to be all ball, but we'll take it.
CJ for two.
But I thought they fouled Eric in the backcourt, so.
Good for Franklin. It's 34-32.
What a third quarter for Silicaga. Came out and just played so much more physical.
CJ missed the second. Offensive rebound, Eric O'Neill. He'll drive, floating. Eric got fouled. They didn't whistle it. And now it's a rebound for Selma, and then a foul on Crow in the backcourt.
That's going to be three on him.
That's one we couldn't have. We're down by two. It was 24-15 at the break.
Yeah, we're a different team in this third quarter than we were in the first half.
The Aggies outscoring Selma 17-10.
I think a lot of that's conditioning, too. We're just in better condition than they are.
35-32. First free throw good from Woods.
Selma looks a lot more tired than we do right now.
Well, they got blocked in on the bench for the fourth quarter. The Aggies need a bucket, down 36-32. CJ with it. Woods guarding him with 11 seconds. Goes to the far side of the floor, does CJ with six, with five, Franklin. Down the lane, tough shot. Got it to go! Wow. And the buzzer will sound. 36-34, your score will go to the fourth quarter.
As we celebrate 75 years of service, we extend our heartfelt gratitude to everyone who has helped shape Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. From our dedicated board and staff to our loyal members and supportive communities, we are honored to be part of your financial journey. Together, we're building a future where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
The Aggies have got this one to 2 points after being down 9 at the break.
Yeah, we closed that quarter out on a 10-3 run. We're going to win this ball game right here. I can go ahead and tell you that. Just the effort level is so different, and that's what's going to be the difference in this game, I feel like. We just sort of sleptwalked through the first half, but we're not doing it anymore.
Selma has the basketball first. They're wearing white, trimmed in baby blue on the left side of the floor, a little yellow on the jerseys. 36-34. Blocked and back on the floor. Right elbow two, front of the rim, no. Rebound down on the deck. Who's going to get it? It's Josh. Josh with it, and he'll give it off to CJ. For the lead or to tie on this possession. CJ.
Have we had a lead at all in this game? I don't think we have.
Aggies have not led. CJ fighting through contact. Fouled, and he'll go to the line. Shot falls off the rim, and Franklin to the line for two.
Man. You just got to feel like if you're Selma, this game sort of slipping away from you a little bit. Not a lot of energy on their sideline. Not a lot in the crowd. They're just out of gas. Their players are not in the shape we're in. And I told you earlier in the game it was going to come down to who had the most endurance. And I knew we'd be competitive in that game.
First free throw, no good. The Aggies are 4 for 9. Now 5 for 10 at the stripe. 36-35. Here we go. Aggies setting up the pressure. We're going to get a turnover. And his last touch by Aiden Crow on the baseline as it goes out of bounds.
They're struggling in the backcourt with our pressure. Now that we're getting some makes, we're getting to do this a little more. Look at there.
Aggies got to get back. Selma inside. Flanagan hit the flush. That's the bad side of the press. If they beat it, you got to run back.
Yep, got to get back. He about broke the goal down with that slam.
CJ to Jordan. Jordan hopping through, spinning, shooting, scoring is Roberson. 38-37.
These fans are going at each other over here a little bit. Could be interesting.
Blocked it.
Right down the middle of the court there. They're heated.
Ahead and a foul on Silicago down on the Selma sideline.
It get interesting there.
Samarian Woods gives it to Blockton. 6:30 to go. Aggies down by one, 38-37. Blockton going to drive. Finger roll. Got it.
I don't think Forty's going to win this one, Jeremy.
Not anymore. When I said it, the Aggies had 23.
You did. They had a great third quarter.
40-37. Roberson around the defense. Jordan again at the rack.
Selma wanted to slow it back down again. See, they're trying to play at that pace. They can't play at our pace, but they get to dictate it right here.
Blockton at the rim. Fouled and one.
Eric O'Neill's cramping over here. He's going to have to come out.
Forty-two, thirty-nine. Blockton trying to get it back to a two-possession game.
I think we're going to get Corbin Patterson coming in for Eric. He can't even put weight on that left leg. Oh, man, that doesn't look good.
They'll take Eric to the trainer's table. Blockton trying to complete a four-point play. 42-39. Here's your free throw, and it's good. Aggies had it to one.
What's it going to take to win it now? 55? 53?
CJ working with it. Trying to get around Woods. Dribbles behind the back. Here's Roberson spinning through the air. Jordan.
Wow.
Fouled and one. Roberson has six in a row. Can he make it seven?
What a player. Jordan Roberson is a basketball player in every aspect. Extremely skilled. This is the guy you want with the ball in his hands when the game's on the line.
Jordan at the free throw line. Aggies trailing by two. Roberson free throw is good.
He doesn't miss.
And a timeout, Selma. We wouldn't be doing the moment justice if we went to commercial. Your score is 43-42. The Aggies have been down by as many as 11, trailed by 9 at halftime. They have yet to lead in the ball game, but they are inching closer with 5:34 left in the contest.
These teams, these fans are going at each other a little bit. Easy to tell who's Sulacaga because we blacked out this game. Everybody's wearing black, so our fans are all standing up. Theirs are all sitting down. I just feel like the momentum, even though we're not winning, we've had it for the last quarter.
It's been the Aggies versus Tristan Blockton, who's around. I think he's got 20 of the 43 now.
So good. Such a good player. I still feel comfortable. I still feel like we win this game.
The last Sweet 16 game here for the Aggies at the Acadome was Darian Garrett versus BTW.
What a shot.
Right there.
I bet Darian's listening to us right now. How far out was he on that shot?
About 24 feet or so. Brown back in the game. They got the big boys to get the rebounds. They give it off to Bradley. They had it knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Selma. 5:18 to go. Aggies down by one. Feel like if we could just get over the hump and get the lead,
we'd run away with it.
We might keep going.
Yep.
Blocked in left wing. Takes a screen from Flanagan. Pull up. Deep two. Front of the rim. Rebound. Tapped out. Controlled by Corbin. Here we go. The Aggies going to try to get that lead. CJ blows by the defense. Way up. Got fouled. No whistle. CJ back with it. Roberson passes up a dead on three. And the Aggies going to have it here on this end. Roberson spinning. Shooting. Roberson scoring.
Aggies up.
44. 43.
Oh, we got the turnover.
We got the
backcourt.
Steal. CJ, how did they not whistle that as he got fouled under the bucket, and then they call that on Aiden Crow.
Had to get the police over here to break these folks up. I told you it was escalating a little bit.
Aggies trapped him. They jumped with it, and they came back down with it. They're in a three-on-one now. It's Flanagan at the rim. It should be a charge. They have a no call under the bucket.
They're not calling anything. Trying to get this crowd sort of separated a little bit. Tempers are pretty high over here.
They'll get it into Blockton. Aggies lead it by one. 43-44. 4:35 to go. Blockton, step back. Fall away. Two got it.
He is so good. We got to get somebody on him. Somebody's got to get on number one like Blue.
Can't believe they let that foul go under the bucket on CJ, then caught a little shove in the back on Aiden Crow. Here's Spear. Just lost the dribble. Down by one. Selma's got the lead in the basketball.
4 minutes to go here. Big 4 minutes of basketball. Just leaving them open.
Blockton, runner, friendly roll, got it. And we're back down by three.
Just wish we could get somebody on number one. Yeah, coach is taking a timeout. We're walking a little bit. It looks like we need some oxygen, maybe.
We'll take one, two. Aggies down by three at 3:45 left here, fourth quarter.
Even diverse flavors, Betty Roos Cafe at Allen Brew Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allen Brew Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
calling with Allen. Oh yeah, Allen Brewmont gets.
Back court side at Alabama State University, the Acadome. Aggies led it 44-43. Then a 4-0 run down by Selma puts the Saints up 47-44 with just under four to go in the ball game.
Right now, Jeremy, it's Sylacauga versus Tristan Blockton. It's one person that's creating problems for us, and that's it. Just feel like we can get somebody on him.
Another turnover for the Aggies.
We're going to go slow here, 3.5 minutes.
And we get a stop. We got the lead, and it's been Selma clamping down defensively ever since.
That's who they want with the ball right there.
Aggies four come out to get blocked, and on the drive is Woods. Wild shot off the window, rebounded by Crow. Good. They'll get it off to Roberson. Roberson pushes it ahead. Jordan down the lane. Left-handed layup, no good. Offensive rebound as Spear had it knocked out of his hands from behind, and it goes out of bounds.
We've still got to appreciate what we're doing inside. We've stepped up our game there. We'll see Jordan miss that shot often.
Roberson turned it over. Maybe got hit. Three straight turnovers for the Aggies. Blocked it at the rim. Got the layup.
It's a defensive effort. There are turnovers right here. They're collecting on us.
Three turnovers. It turned into six straight points for Selma. 49-44. We got to do something here in the final 2.5.
Oh, God.
Try to get it into Spear.
Our passing, man, it's killing us. We're just turning it over on passes.
Selma got
whole
it back.
Game.
49-44.
Uh-oh.
Loose ball down on the floor. Picked up by Roberson. Jordan on Woods at the rim. Jordan layup. Good. Well, that's a big bucket for the Aggies to get within three, 49-46. Still a one-possession game with 2 minutes to go. We're going to guard Blockton all the way up the floor. He doesn't even have the basketball.
You know where that instruction came from.
They'll put our best athlete on their best athlete. CJ on Blockton.
He's going to work the ball around.
Flanagan, right elbow, back off to Woods.
They try to work this ball around, but they'll turn it over in a minute doing it.
49-46. Blockton with it. We'll double him.
Minute and a half.
Jaquarius Bradley.
I told you they turned it over.
His basketball is tipped. It's taken by Roberson. At the rim, Roberson layup. Good. 49-48.
Minute and a half.
They get it into Blockton. Selma calls a timeout. Let's stay here.
Wow.
So two straight turnovers for them turns into four. After three straight turnovers for us turns into six for the bad guys today.
We're going to put him on the bench over there, number 11. Just, you know, every time Selma tries to take clock, they turn it over. They can move it for a little while, but both of these teams are so athletic that they're going to get your pass if you do it long enough. This thing may come down to who has the ball last, I'll be honest with you.
49-48, minute and 22 to go.
One of the faces of our crowd tonight, Nathan Gordon, he's over there with a lot of animation and excitement. Him and Ethan Brewitt. We'll miss those two boys. That's two good ones right there. And Anna Shaw is up there with them. And we got a good group of seniors that we're going to all miss. A couple out here in basketball, too. Jordan Roberson, man. Him and Aiden Crow been big pieces of this team. I'm going to miss those guys when it's all over, too. I like this class a lot. Class of 2025.
49-48 with a minute 22 to go. Aggie's going to set up in the press. They're trying to get it in the block. Oh, it's cool. Knocked out of his hands. Roberson nearly came up with a steal.
Man, Jordan's turned it up a notch the last few weeks. I don't know what's gotten into him, but he's figured out his groove. Ooh,
we'll get a block on Crow.
Ooh, that was a double dribble at the same time. Man, they got bailed out with that one. Gosh.
Tell you what, if I was Selma, I wouldn't waste any more timeouts.
It's really not that bad for the Aggies. They're one more foul will send them to the free throw line, but if they get a bucket, you're going to need fouls down the stretch, and you don't want to be wasting time having two foul. Blocked it. Nearly turned it over. Woods in the front court. Loose ball down on the floor. It's picked up by Flanagan at the right wing. It is loose, and it's picked up by Corbin. Josh Spear with it. He'll work it up. It's Josh. The Aggies trying to take a lead with a minute to go. Roberson fouled, and will go to the line. Down by one.
Woo! Big turn of events there. It's going to come down to who has this ball last.
Roberson.
Who can make the shot at the end.
It's been his second half.
Yeah. You have to put it back on the throne in that graphic, Jeremy, with the king of the cats. That's what it was?
I think. I can't remember.
Yeah.
49-48 with 59.4 to go. Roberson could give us a tie with one free throw, a lead with two of them.
Probably the biggest free throws of his Sulcaga career right here.
Jordan's first. No good.
He doesn't miss either. That's a rare miss for Jordan. I think he hit 48 or 49 out of 50 on our free throw fundraiser.
Jordan has spent a lot of energy here in the second half.
Yeah, he's tired. We got to get this rebound for miss it.
The second one is good. Ooh. And we're tied at 49.
That thing rattled around before it fell in.
Woods brings it across for Selma with 54 seconds to go. What's their play?
Ooh.
Do they try to take it to overtime, or do they rush a shot here early?
I think they're going to turn it over myself. That's what they've done every other time they try to work
out. A foul now would send them to the line. You have to be careful, and they'll get a reach on the Aggies.
He was just about to lose the ball.
Woods to the free throw line for two.
They've been bailed out a couple times here in the last 2 minutes with calls before they turned the ball over. That's the two big ones right here.
Woods missed the first.
Oh, man.
Timeout.
Full timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds. We're tied at 49 with 40 seconds left in the ballgame.
Getting your car repaired can be a hassle, especially if you don't know where to turn. Hey, it's Michael Brannon for Toyota of Sylacauga. Recently, I had my car worked on and it was rough. Back and forth with the mechanic, no customer service. It was truly awful. Then I talked to Chris Kane at Toyota of Sylacauga and he told me regardless of the make or model, they can take the right steps in getting my car repaired. From engine rebuilds to basic oil changes, Toyota of Sylacauga's resources allow them to point you in the right direction when it comes to servicing your car in a timely manner. Experience the difference at Toyota of Sylacauga, where they're worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Back court side with 40 seconds to go. It'll be Selma at the free throw line.
Jeremy, Selma only going with one of their main offensive scorers here. Number four is the only guy they got in. That's Woods, averages 7.5 points a game. So Selma's in an all-defensive lineup right here.
And he makes the second with 40 seconds to go. The Aggies trail by one.
Can we kill 40 seconds before we shoot, or are we going to try to play with them?
I think you got to try to get a bucket.
You don't worry about trying to kill clock. Save it for the last shot. Looks like we're going to go slow.
Roberson at the top.
We're going to take the last shot.
With 25 seconds to go, Jordan accelerates. Giving it off to C.J. Spear, working down low. Hit from behind. Kicks it back off Jordan. Hopping, feeding. Inside pro layup. Good. 51-50. Selma's going to call a timeout. Or did the Aggies get a timeout?
Sulacauga got it.
Timeout Aggies with 10.4 to go.
Wow.
51-50. Roberson with the assist of a lifetime if the Aggies hold on.
That was the way to do it. Just move it around. He saw somebody open underneath, and Crow was right there for just an easy layup.
You can feel it. I know the 200-plus people watching on Facebook can feel it.
Now what you got to do here, you got to put your five best defenders out there. That's what we got. And just match them up and deny an easy basket. And Selma's going to have to make their move at the basket as soon as they inbound it with 10 seconds. So
it'll be Selma to inbound. Woods brings it up with five, with four at the bucket. Woods, no good. Rebound tapped out. Shooter, no good. No good. No good. Aggies advance. 51-50 over Selma. We are elite.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah, I wish we could show the crowd right here, Jeremy. Just, it's unbelievable.
The Aggies are elite. They had two cracks at it at the end. 51 points was enough. I wish we could get Coach Joel Jones. Michael Gidden's going to bring you the post-game press conference from the back, live on the Aggie Sports Network Facebook page. 51-50, and the Saints go marching home. The Aggies will be back on Tuesday. Let's take a break. Star Physical Therapy post-game show when we come back.
As we celebrate 75 years of service, we extend our heartfelt gratitude to everyone who has helped shape Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. From our dedicated board and staff to our loyal members and supportive communities, we are honored to be part of your financial journey. Together, we're building a future where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
For expert auto repair and award-winning service, trust Mullins Paint and Body in Sylacauga. Voted Best Auto Repair Shop in the Best of the Coosa Valley Awards. Call 256-626-2963.
Discover the delights at Betty Ruth's Cafe, where Asian, Southern, Mexican, and barbecue flavors meet. Nestled at Allen Brew Markets, a family-owned, locally operated business with 8 locations. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Marble City Urology is now open at Coosa Valley Medical Center. Led by Dr. Lansing C. Patterson, they specialize in prostate health, kidney stones, and other urological needs. Located in Sylacauga, their expert team is dedicated to providing personalized, compassionate care close to home. Schedule your appointment today by calling 256-401-4000. Take charge of your health with Dr. Patterson and the specialist at Marble City Urology, your trusted care partners. Visit cvhealth.net for more details.
This is the Star Physical Therapy post-game show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
The man of the hour joining us on the Star Physical Therapy post-game show. Coach, 51-50 over Selma. Your guys are down 9 at halftime. We got to know, what's the message in the locker room?
You know, we didn't go in and yell. We didn't scream. We talked about playing with heart, playing tougher. And we came out the second half, and we went into our press, and we rattled them. We hit them second half. They hit us first half, and we didn't respond. Second half, We did the hitting, and it was awesome. I love it. I mean, I'm excited. I promise you. Those are the type of games, man. I tell you. You'll never forget those games.
Coach, we were talking yesterday. We talked about Aiden Crow, and then we talked about Jordan Roberson. He took over the second half offensively.
You know, Jordan is capable of doing that night in and night out. Every now and then he'll get down on himself. But when he gets going, he can play inside. He can get to the basket. He can't be stopped. He can knock down the three. And I'm just happy to have him on my team, guys. I mean, I love that kid to death. He's everything a coach could dream of in a player.
Well, we're happy to have you as our head coach. Coach, you guys are elite. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week. Aggies keep on dancing here in the regional tournament. Jeremy Law and Michael Adair with you for a few more minutes. Just talked to Coach Joel Jones. Jordan Roberson dominating the second half for the Aggies. Michael Adair, as you'll mark that to final to let everybody know that we are final. Jordan Roberson finishes for the Aggies. What did Jordan, as we find the TP, 18 points for the Aggies. Tristan blocked and got his 29, yeah. But the Aggies did do it a little bit by committee. C.J. Franklin had 11. Josh Spear finished with 7. Aiden Crow following up with 9 points as the Aggies' third leading scorer. Man, I tell you, Silicaga, second half, 6 for 12 from the free throw line, but here's the big difference. They went 14 of 19 from the field in the second half as opposed to 6 for 23 in the first.
That's it right there. It was a tale of two halves, no question. We were a different team in the second half, and just like Coach said right there, we brought the fight in the second half. We left it on the bus in the first half. But the crowd got into that game late. They affected the game. Our student section was, man, they had Selma fans ready to fight. They were so into it. And we had people like Amy Marlowe down here excited. We had education royalty all around us. So good to get to win in this environment.
I think it's Tuesday at around like 2:30 is when the Aggies will play the Montevallo Bulldogs, who was the runner-up in the area with Selma. It's funny how that works. You get the two better area champs in the first round, and Briarwood and Montevallo kind of got a free pass here on their way to the Elite Eight, but still going to be a tough test. That's a good Montevallo team.
It's a good Montevallo team, but that's a winnable game for us too. So, I mean, we win that game, you're in the Final Four. I like our chances with this bunch, man. This bunch right here knows how to win, and that's what's exciting.
I'd love to be in that locker room right now with the Aggies winning it 51-50. Star physical therapy, star player of the game. I mean, come on.
Yeah, there's no debate. Jordan Roberson. And it takes a senior in a moment like that to put the team on his shoulders. That's exactly what he did.
Okay, listen, if I put you on the post-game graphic, you're gonna have a performance.
It's really funny how you've done that. Jeremy makes his graphics the day before, and he already had Jordan. He kind of knows. He's been watching enough ball. He knows who's going to bring rise to the occasion.
51-50, your final score. We'll wrap up here because they're going to kick us out for the next media crew to come in. Your final thoughts in tonight's ball game.
I mean, this team knows how to win. I love this venue. We had a great time here. It's a beautiful place. Look forward to coming back Tuesday night and getting another one.
And Tuesday, we'll be giving away an Aggie Sports Network hoodie on the broadcast. We didn't give one away today. If you want one, message us. We sell them at cost. So around $14, you can get one. We want to see you wearing it around. Shameless plug here at the end. Final score, 51-50. Aggies knock off the Saints as we will be back here Tuesday afternoon against the Montevallo Bulldogs. From Jeremy Law and Michael Adair, this has been a product of Radio Alabama and Silicaga Athletics. Thanks for listening and watching.
You've been listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, presented by Allen Oil Company, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Wright Tire and Service, State Farm Insurance Agent Albia Steers, Majestic Caverns, Central Alabama Community College, Walker Glass, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Moland Paint and Body, Oak Grove Feed and Tack, Silicaga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Silicaga, Silicaga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health,
Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Amya, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, Ricky Deason Insurance and Investments, Merkel's Anytime Towing. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.